North Carolina may eventually see some big changes in its academic goals for public school students. The group charged with reworking the Common Core Math and English standards came out with its draft recommendations yesterday. As Rima Crace reports, members of the group say many of the current goals students are expected to meet are too vague and unrealistic.
Before the group unveiled their big ideas at yesterday's meeting, members invited a woman named Carol Artizone to speak.
So let's look at the brain. This is the cerebral cortex housing the cerebrum, which is...
She gave the politically appointed group a crash course on how the brain works.
Because all learning takes place in the brain. How on earth can we educate if we do not understand how this receptacle works?
Artizone is a former educator who once helped write standards for New York. During her presentation, she picked apart some of the common core goals for students, like this one for first graders.
Write an opinion piece in which they introduce a topic or name the book they're writing about. State an opinion, supply a reason for the opinion, and provide some sense of closure.
A few conservative critics in the front row chuckled.
Write an opinion? Do you know what high-level thinking that is? For you to take somebody else's thought or ideas and write your opinion when a child doesn't even know for sure what an opinion is?
We have people in the legislature who can't do that.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
Olivia Oxendine is a member of the commission and also with the State Board of Education. She says the problem with that standard for six-year-olds is not the expectation, but how it's worded.
All of this verbiage in these standards, I think, is somebody's, you know, just going overboard to give this false impression of rigor.
North Carolina and many other states have seen a backlash against Common Core since it was first introduced a few years ago. Since last year, the 11 commission members have been inviting experts and collecting teacher surveys to help guide them in changing the standards. In their draft recommendations, members say there are too many English standards to fit a school year and that writing has fallen by the wayside. Member Jeffrey Eisenhower, a high school principal, explains that if the state develops more concise writing goals,
then something has to be taken off the table, because in order to teach writing and to teach it well, you have to give feedback. So based on the current paradigm that we're in, that is impossible.
In terms of how to change math goals, those ideas are a bit more drastic.
We just said, you know, heck with it. Just go back to the old way until you can figure out a better way.
Commission member Ted Scheich is a retired math professor. He says in high school, teachers hop from one topic to another, and that the state should return to teaching Algebra 1, Geometry, and Algebra 2 in that order. A small crowd attended the meeting. A group of conservative critics sat at the front, like they always do, nodding their heads in agreement. At the very back was Ned McMillan from Greensboro. He's a retired fourth and fifth grade teacher with a different opinion.
Essentially, what we need is tweaking rather than substantially changing what we're using. And I think the idea that we can redo standards is just absurd.
He argues that the standards are sound. He says teachers have put too much time and energy into adapting to Common Core.
So that's the hidden cost of this reform movement, is now everything that we have resource-wise is going to have to be modified. Who knows how much that's going to cost?
In fact, that's how members wrapped up their meeting, with the question of how changes would be implemented and what the timetable would look like. They have until December to send their final recommendations to the state. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.